Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, I'm going to start with something happy here on this Friday morning. I'm going to start with something happy. There's a lot going on, and we're going to tell you all about it. But I have a feeling that we just need to start with something happy out there. So here goes. I think it's pretty cool. I was watching earlier former President Donald Trump. He was delivering pizzas to the firefighters at a fire station in New York City. From what I can make out from the video, it looks like Engine Company 8, Ladder Company 2. I think that's what it says. But I'm telling you, there is a great, great thing happening out there. Because once again, people are seeing that Donald Trump has the interests of the nation. He has the ability to connect with the people. You tell me, can Joe Biden do that? I would submit that the answer really is no. I don't think that Joe Biden can really connect with the people, at least not now, because he's doing all these things that we always see Joe Biden doing, of course. But this is what it sounded like, my friends. In New York City earlier, there was a crowd that was across the street and so forth. But just listen to the genuineness of these cheers. And again, we're starting with something happy. It's the Friday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. Head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you want to send us a direct message this morning. But just take a listen to this. Here, real briefly. This is what it sounded like. Donald Trump getting out of the motorcade and taking pizza to the firefighters. That's just really great. I think it's a great way to head into this Friday edition of the program, if you ask me. And, of course, he was there for quite some time, talking with people, shaking hands, looks like maybe signing some autographs. But, again, this is what this election is about. This election is about whether or not we're going to go forward together as a nation, if we're going to be able to connect with that person who's in the Oval Office, or is it going to be just, again, another sort of, you know, they're way far away and they're you can't really get through to them. They're going to send messages down from Mount Olympus. And they are going to let you know how you're going to live your life, how the government is going to tell you what's what, the kind of fuel you can have, the kind of car you can have, the kind of food you can eat, the kind of living space you're going to have. I mean, the list just goes on. And not to mention, of course, we'll probably continue with some endless wars. We'll probably keep going, and we're going to have such feeble foreign policy that the world will continue to catch on fire. At least that's in my estimation. So once again, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is Friday, and that's good. That is a good thing. We made it to Friday. Another great week of broadcasting here on the program. As always, I hope that it is. We want to start off this morning. We got Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, chiming in, saying good morning. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. 46 degrees and cloudy. 100% chance of rain today. Wow. Hoping for people to calm down and remember we are all one nation. Don't let extremism rule. Conquer fear with love. Stand up, America. Semper Fi, Richard. And Richard, that's exactly echoes, I think, what I was just talking about here. And I appreciate that because, you know, great minds, they do think alike, I think. And that's, well, you're exactly right. especially because 24 hours ago, we were watching what was happening at UCLA, not too far away from where I am in Southern California, not all that far. It's definitely a changed atmosphere there now, of course. And as we were monitoring, as we were going through the program last night, of course, the program ends at 3 a.m. Pacific time, at 6 a.m. Eastern time, and that's right about the time when they in earnest began to clear out that area. And what really got to me, though, folks, is the aftermath of what was left at UCLA. And the video that we're seeing, the pictures that we're seeing the, just the devastation, literally, that has been wrought by these anti-Israel protesters, by these pro-Hamas, in so many ways, protesters that aren't students, I think, by at least by half and maybe a little bit more, one would think. And they just trash the place. It's not just trash on the ground, but there's graffiti everywhere. There's, again, just total devastation. And if you'd seen UCLA campus prior to this, you would see it's a very, very beautiful campus. There's no doubt about that. It's very historic and so forth. But I'm telling you, you're telling me that these protesters, as they're called, these protesters were trying to get everybody to change their minds, to understand about the terrible atrocities of Israel, and they really want to make sure that people connect with their, whatever they're saying is the truth. And they act like this, and they leave the area like this. Of course, in order to leave the area, they had to fight with the police, you know? I mean, so I guess that tells us an awful lot. But I think what this does tell us, folks, and what the takeaway here is, again, these so-called protesters at UCLA and other places, all these other campuses, I don't know that they're altruistic in their thought process about we're trying to save the Palestinians and this kind of thing. I don't know that you go about it that way. I don't know that this, again, endears people to you. But nevertheless, it's not just that. It is the twisted policies and the twisted misunderstanding of what is really happening in the world. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Segment number one, hour number one, off to a great start. Launching into the stratosphere. As per usual, we are coming right back. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. As we race through and rocket through this Friday edition of the program, and there's a lot more to talk about, a lot more to tell you about, and just a lot more to do as we go through the overnight hours. We're going to be talking with Denise Simon, of course, later on in hour number three. We've also got Chris Markowski on the line in hour number three. Hour number four, we've got Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com. And then, of course, rounding it all out for the week, we'll talk with Patrick Hyland, who's host of the Sports Zone, talk a little bit about sports and look ahead to the weekend, any particular events or games that are going to be important. He's going to tell you about it and tell us about it, I should say. So once again, folks, welcome back to the show. A lot to tell you about, a lot to talk about, as I said. I do want to make a quick program note for you. For those of you listening in on the GCN live streams, there's going to be a change made starting on the Monday program. So those GCN live streams will not be live any longer. GCN is making some changes. They're actually going to be leaving the business. And we wish them well, of course, absolutely. So starting Monday, we want you to still pick us up on the AM 860 live streams. Again, go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can always pick up the live streams there. You can head over to TalkStream Live as well, and you can find live streams there. And a lot of people find us, too, on the podcast. So that's also an option for you as well. Simply go to KyleWarrenShow.com, clearinghouse for everything there. And we are glad that you are there, as a matter of fact. And then we'll also have here coming in the next couple coming weeks here, we're definitely going to have some more announcements about the show and where you can hear it and this kind of stuff. So we definitely are looking forward to a brand new chapter. We've got a lot happening, folks. And one of the things that I've talked about, and I'll just say this briefly, you know, we hear from people all over the country, for one thing. And that is absolutely one of the coolest things in the world to me. It means the world to me. And building this overnight community, as you can see, I haven't rehearsed this at all. I'm just kind of giving you my from my heart here. We're building this overnight community, and it's being constructed, I think, in a very, very unique way. And the calls that we receive, the direct messages, the input, the passion that's out there for the things that we're talking about on this program, because we are looking forward, you know, to this election, obviously. We're looking past it as well, because there's going to take a lot more to fix than just getting somebody elected president, right? Just getting Donald Trump in this case. If he's elected president, then it looks like we're going to start getting some real change. But that's still going to take time. It's a far off, comparatively speaking, but every single day we make a little more progress. And as we go through these overnight hours, and as we build this overnight community, I think we're doing something special. We're doing something unique, and we're doing something that I think really does mean something in the grand sense, because we're talking about these things that affect our country. We're talking about these things that affect our daily lives. We have been watching over the last 3 years at this point in our country to see everything, you know, sort of deteriorating, to see the foreign policy be adjudicated so poorly. Now, and I'll say this too. Oh, yeah, it is being done poorly, but at the same time, it's also being done to serve a particular agenda. It's actually being done on purpose. You know, you can rail against the people in the basement at the White House who make up this stuff, right? And you can rail at them, and you can call them morons, and you can say, you know, they don't understand what they're doing, and this kind of stuff. And I would respectfully beg to differ on that. They do know what they're doing. 100%, I think. They realize what the foreign policy missteps are supposed to be in order to get the world to where it is now, and certainly to get our country where it is right now. So we're going to continue to call that out. We're going to continue to, to just examine that. And I hope that we offer a much different and a much sort of better way of going about that. So once again, folks, glad to be with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And once again, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. This coming to us from the New York Post, anti-Israel protesters at Portland State University, PSU, burst from the campus library Thursday morning in a ragtag phalanx of bicycle helmets and makeshift shields fashioned from trash bins during a crackdown by police. But despite their battle cries, they were quickly thwarted by waiting cops, according to footage captured by KGW8. So I don't know. Somebody probably said, yeah, I saw this in like a film. You know, well, we're going to make a phalanx, and just like in Rome, and we're going to do this. And when they see us coming with our garbage can shields, they're not going to know what to do. They are going to be terrified. We are going to instill fear. I don't, you know, obviously they didn't. We've got our bicycle helmets and we've got our trash can shields. Some managed, I love this word, to scurry away and avoid arrest. Footage appeared to show while others were grabbed and slammed to the ground after attempting to ram through a line of cops. The protesters, who would have left riders of the Light Brigade shaking their heads, yep, And I think Roman soldiers, too, they would probably say, Vanny, no way to do a phalanx. That's right. And the Roman soldiers, they knew what to do. I mean, they were formidable, and they were tough, and they understood. Again, the protesters, who would have left Riders of the Light Brigade shaking their heads, had occupied PSU's Branford Miller Library since Monday, prompting the campus to close for three straight days. Police finally began breaching the library first thing Thursday morning. Once inside, cops found an arsenal of what appeared to be makeshift weapons and armor, including buckets of ball bearings, paint-filled balloons, and cups of dish soap, alongside a note reading, "Throw downstairs if cops come up." Really? Yeah, okay. Of the 12 people arrested, only four were confirmed as students, KGW8 reported. The crackdown in Portland State followed an early morning raid by police on violent anti-Israel protesters at the University of Southern California, or UCLA. University of Southern California at Los Angeles, I should say, UCLA. Encampments at colleges across the country came crashing down Thursday as police finally descended and made sweeping arrests. I think at least some 2,000, and it may be more than that by now, but that's the number I saw earlier. At UCLA, at least 132 demonstrators were arrested during the raid, which came hours after the barricaded encampment, which was staffing its own security around the perimeters, refused to disperse on Wednesday evening. The California Highway Patrol closed in around 3 a.m., armed with smoke grenades, rubber bullets, and flashbangs as they dismantled the camp, which had become the site of several unruly incidents since it went up. And, of course, as I was saying, we were monitoring that last night, yesterday morning on the program, as the case may be. And they definitely now, of course, either are sitting in jail or they've been dispersed. But it's once this actually starts up, you know, because, you know, we keep hearing, well, you know, it's a right to protest and so forth. And in this country, people do. They do have the right to protest. But I don't know that they have the right to vandalize, as I was talking about in the first segment. I don't know if they have the right to vandalize and do the things that they did and just deface everything. And again, and by the way, we're also monitoring tonight in New York City. There's a demonstration going on there. But it's interesting because a lot of these demonstrators or protesters, you know, they don't want you to see who they are, you know, so they covered their faces and so forth. You know, this isn't the way to have legitimate political discourse. I'll just say that because, you know, otherwise, you know, either you're going to win in the marketplace of ideas, right? Or you're not. And to believe that somehow your pro-Hamas stance, anti-Israel stance, is going to win you any friends or influence any people, you might just have another thing coming, right? All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are charging through this Friday edition already. We are coming right back after the bottom of the hour break. Please don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA USA News Update. Donald Trump back in court Thursday in New York for his criminal trial regarding hush money. He had this to say going into the courthouse.
There's no case, and it should have never been brought. But if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago. You know, we're talking about 2015, 2016.
The former president's already been found in contempt for violating the gag order. The body of a fifth construction worker who went missing during the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore has been discovered. The victim identified as 49-year-old Miguel Angel Luna Gonzalez from Glen Burnie, Maryland. Salvage teams found a missing construction vehicle and the body was recovered from inside. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has increased slightly from Wednesday. AAA now reporting it at $3.67 per gallon. California drivers still face the highest prices, with the lowest in Mississippi. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right.
Monday,
we are back. We are here. And we are happy. I'm telling you that much. That's why I wanted to start with something happy this morning. Donald Trump bringing pizza to the firefighters in New York City. And I think that's actually pretty cool, if you ask me. That's the 50 cent political science word. It's very cool when candidates do that. And also, and one of the things that I saw on that video, by the way, was, for lack of a better expression, for lack of a better term, the old Donald Trump. You know, I saw him as he's walking up with these pizzas in his hand. He had a couple of boxes of pizzas, and of course they brought a lot more than that. But he's got a couple of boxes of pizzas. He's walking up to the garage door that's open, and the firefighters and other dignitaries are there getting ready to receive him. And he just walked up there again, like he's the old Donald Trump, the same Donald Trump who just, you know, worked in Trump Tower and, you know, did his real estate deals and helped out New York whenever New York needed him, because New York has given him so much. And it was real, just briefly, it was just like a little time jump. It's like, okay, here's the old Donald Trump, comfortable, happy, knowing that he's in his element. And I think that's really also something that really hit me, is just being in his element there. And that's not something that Joe Biden can even come close to faking, right? oh, I'm Scranton Joe. Or everywhere he goes, this is, I grew up in your community, and I used to go to your same churches, and I used to do this, and I used to do that, and I grew up over here, too, and I always, I learned to speak a certain language, you know, whatever. I mean, you just go on and on, right? And Joe Biden just fakes it all the time. You know, he wants you to believe that he's something that he's not. And I'm telling you, when you're something that you're not and you're trying to make people think that you are something particular, people don't like that. They don't like it. But Donald Trump really never has to do that. And Donald Trump really doesn't ever have to act like, you know, I'm a rich guy. I'm a real estate tycoon. I'm a big billionaire. So I need to kind of act a certain way. I need to be able to sort of bring it down a little bit and talk to people that are just well far below my income ratio here or my income amount. He doesn't do that. I don't think he's ever done that. And that's what's allowed him not only to have been elected president of the United States, but also to have built the empire that he's built. Is Donald Trump in some ways a little eccentric and has his own sort of way of doing things, his own personality? Well, of course. But when the rubber meets the road, when push comes to shove, Donald Trump can just sort of hang out and talk to you about your day. That, my friends, is a major hallmark of being able to get along with people and to have people connect with you. That's a big deal. The Democrats, many times, I don't think they have that because, again, they're too busy. You know, it's kind of like, I do want to talk to you and I kind of want to befriend you. But really, you know, I kind of want to convert you to something. I want to tell you how wonderful the government is. I want to get you on board with supporting us as the ultimate rulers. I want to get you on board supporting us as the ultimate decision makers for everything. We are going to tell you the things that you need, the things that you will love, the things that you will hate, and the things that that you're going to accept or reject. So again, I just, you know, from that one video, this is what I'm seeing. But of course, it makes me think of all those other things that we've ever seen about Donald Trump. And speaking of Donald Trump and Joe Biden, this from Breitbart, a majority of Americans see former President Donald Trump as a strong leader, while most see President Joe Biden as a weak leader, according to a poll. The Economist/YouGov poll published on Wednesday asked respondents to classify Trump and Biden's leadership qualities. A majority of 58% of all adult respondents say Trump is a strong leader, including a plurality of 35% who see him as very strong. Trump is up 1 point in this department from a March Economist/YouGov poll that Breitbart News also reported on. The remaining 42% of respondents see Trump as a weak leader to varying degrees, including 32% who say he's very weak, you know. Conversely, Americans overwhelmingly say Biden has a weak leadership qualities. A strong majority, 64%, say Biden is a weak leader. Moreover, 45% of all poll participants regard Biden as very weak. 64% view Biden as a weak leader marks a 4-point increase from March's poll, signaling Americans are further losing confidence in him. I'm not surprised by that. I don't think that you're surprised by that. Because it goes beyond sort of the what Biden demonstrates when he's trying to read the teleprompter or if he's trying to say hello to somebody at an ice cream shop or something. It kind of goes beyond that. What happens is that people see on the world stage what's happening. They see now what's happening in their own country. You put all that together with the border, the economy, the chaos. And by the way, Biden came out and said, well, there has to be a rule of law, can't just be chaos and this kind of stuff. Some of that might be too little too late, but they've kind of ruined it anyway by trying to walk that fine line of not trying to offend the protesters and the pro-Hamas groups and the anti-Israel groups because they are afraid that somehow this is going to affect the election. And to some degree, it really might. I don't necessarily disagree with them on that, the Biden people, that is, because they know that there's going to be a problem. But there's going to be a much bigger problem if they do not get a handle, not just on the college campuses protests, but get a handle on what's actually happening in the world. It would be much better, much better. And people in the basement of the White House maybe pick up on this, hopefully, by me saying it, that is to say. And that is, you know, it would be much better to have an unwavering support for Israel. It would be much better to do that because you would show the leadership. You would demonstrate that not only to the voters that you're trying to get through to, but you also would be demonstrating that to the bad actors of Hamas and Iran. You see, whenever they feel that there is a crack, that there's something that they can drive a wedge in, well, they will, and they'll exploit it. Just like we reported on the show last night that, you know, you can get a scholarship, evidently, if you'd like to go to Sariz University or something in Iran. Actually go to Iran and just leave school, leave Columbia, you leave Yale, you know, Harvard, George Washington, you know, just go over to Iran. And go to, and start school there and then, you know, and get your degree. I mean, it seems so silly to even think about that, but they actually are offering that kind of stuff. But they wouldn't be so fast to be able to drive that wedge or to exploit these cracks if the Biden administration didn't act the way that it did. So that's what I think about that. And once again, folks, as we go through the program this morning, you can always give us a telephone call, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And also, of course, oh, by the way, and we will talk a little bit about this as well when we come back, and that is Joe Biden has now called Japan xenophobic for not accepting many immigrants, comparing them to China and Russia. Wow. Now, I don't know how far they're going to have to walk this thing back, but if you ask me, it's going to be pretty darn far that they're going to have to walk this thing back. One of the things you don't need to do as the leader of the free world is to try to insult one of your staunchest and biggest, closest allies and by referring to them as xenophobic. I mean, this is really kind of takes the cake, don't you think, folks? Well, but that's, and my question is, I wonder if, did he do this on the teleprompter or did he just sort of do this off the cuff? Either way, you know, and what are you trying to do? Score points with people to say, oh yeah, well, we're just much better and this kind of thing. But you don't do that by insulting your friends. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. A very short interlude shall ensue, but we shall return. I do promise, stay right there.
Third Watch.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Through the shadows, dark and shame.
Well, we are back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through this Friday morning edition. We hope that you got a great day ahead of you here on this Friday. And we hope that you've got a great weekend ahead of you as well. And we're always glad to be here. Always glad that you are there because there's a lot of work to do. We got a lot of ground to cover and a lot of stuff to talk about. And as I mentioned right before we went to break, Joe Biden is out there. He's doing it again, folks. He's insulting an enemy or at least making such a crazy comment that had anybody else made this kind of comment, there would just be a major firestorm that would happen. But I think Joe Biden and probably Kamala Harris, they just seem to be immune to all of this. This from Fox News. President Biden called the allied nation of Japan xenophobic in a speech this week alongside a slew of other nations he claims are suffering from a lack of immigration. Okay. Biden made the remarks extolling the virtues and benefits of immigration on Wednesday at a fundraiser in Washington, D.C. This election is about freedom, America, and democracy. That's why I badly need you. You know, one of the reasons why our economy is growing, because of you and many others. Why? Because we welcome immigrants. Well, I don't disagree that we welcome immigrants. We've always welcomed immigrants. America's a nation of immigrants. E pluribus unum, from many, one. But what people have been very concerned about, and rightly so, is the idea of illegal immigration, unfettered illegal immigration, with people coming across the border, streaming across the border, and coming into this country and having no legitimacy or documentation. So they can't come here lawfully. They can't, or they have not come here lawfully. They can't get started lawfully in this country. And that's not a great position to put somebody in for just for openers. But Joe Biden wants you to think, oh no, this is good for us. This is what we need. In fact, if this wasn't happening, if I wasn't turning a blind eye to the border, we'd have economic problems, right? Because this is what Joe Biden's talking about, right? He's talking about the election is about freedom, American democracy. You know, one of the reasons why our economy is growing is because of you and many others. And to some degree, if you have people come to this country, they have expert skills and this kind of thing. Yeah, then they come into society, they become part of society and start contributing. But streams of illegal immigrants don't really do that. And again, coming here illegally is not something people are accepting, and for good reason. But get this, remember, so okay, Joe Biden thinks you got all these, and others have pretty much said this too. The open border means better economy, basically. But this from Breitbart: President Joe Biden's mass migration is raising inflation, chiefly by raising housing prices, according to The Economist, a UK-based pro-globalism magazine for elites. Citizens' rents, per capita wages, and workplace productivity are being damaged in the United States, Australia, and United Kingdom, Canada, and other wealthy countries where governments are extracting migrants from developing countries, said the April 30th article headlined "Immigration is Surging with Big Economic Consequences." Immigration's impact goes well beyond an arithmetic effect on the GDP, or gross domestic product. It leads to inflation, living standards, and government budgets, the April 30 article admits, as it debunks the elite's narratives. Many policymakers have recently argued that, and this is from the article, many policymakers have recently argued that migration is helping contain prices by relieving labor shortages, yet the evidence is weak and may, in fact, point to the opposite direction. Across the G10, a group of wealthy countries, there is no doubt immigrants need things as soon as they arrive, boosting demand for used autos, food, etc. Nowhere is this clearer than in the case of rental housing, which is in short supply across the Anglosphere, as they call it. Research by Goldman Sachs, a bank, suggests that in Australia, each 100,000 increase in the annual net overseas migration boosts rents by about 1%. The magazine's admission is useful in part because few media outlets in the United States have dared describe the damage done to the economy and to the Americans' pocketbooks by Biden's decision to welcome roughly 10 million illegal, quasi-legal, and legal immigrants since 2021. The connection is also ignored by the GOP's migration-related campaign pitches, which highlight border chaos, illegal migrants, crime, and increasingly the taxpayer burden of providing health care and schooling for illegal and quasi-legal immigrants. And so, again, you've got The Economist, which is laying out this case that the mass migration and so forth isn't the wonderful thing that Joe Biden is trying to tell you that it is, but they are pointing this out. And, you know, we have that one little Bidenism that is played sometimes on the rejoins. It says we choose truth over facts. Well, yeah, sometimes the facts are pretty relevant, Joe Biden. All right, well, it's time now. I think we're going to take a quick look at the weather, I believe. We've got an active weather pattern to continue across the central to southern plains with potential for additional severe weather, heavy rains, and flash flooding. And wetter weather pattern from the Ohio Valley to the Mid-Atlantic, along with cooler weather. strong and a strong front to move into the Pacific Northwest, as Richard the Marine was saying, 100% chance of rain tomorrow, and Northern California this weekend, producing widespread heavy precipitation and late season mountain snows. Wow. Okay, we'll stay dry up there, Richard the Marine, from your vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And we've got a great song this morning. Keep everybody going as we head into this Friday edition, as you head through this Friday edition. I think it's kind of cool. I like this one a lot. This one actually comes from the Beatles. It's one of my favorites. And it's a John Lennon vocal here, I believe. So let's listen in. It's called Ticket to Ride. The Beatles and the incomparable John Lennon, of course, on that lead vocal. Folks, it is Friday. It's Freedom Friday here on the program, which means really we play whatever we want. At that point, we are not constrained by any genre, by any time period, by anything. It is Freedom Friday. And folks, I hope that you're having a great Freedom Friday out there, by the way. And we are going to come right back right after the top of the hour news. We're going to start climbing up to the top of the hour right here and right now. And when we do come back, we've got a lot more to tell you about on these campus protests, a lot more to talk about on the politics of the campaigns, and just everything else that we can think of under the sun as we progress through the Friday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Don't forget, go to kylewarrenshow.com. for live streams and the podcast and everything else. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810.
That's 800-524-3810.